بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لم يلد ولم يولد. He did not beget, nor was he begotten. He did not give birth, nor was he born. This verse addresses the origin of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the question posed by a number of people to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in both Mecca and Medina at various stages of his prophethood and his message, was that, O Muhammad, describe to us the lineage of your Lord, tell us about the origin of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah's origin, لم يلد ولم يولد. He was never born. Allah has always existed. Allah will always exist. Allah is eternal. For him there was no beginning and there is no end. And a verse of the Quran in Surah Al-Hadid describes this beautifully. هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. Allah says, He is the first and He is the last. He is the outward and He is the inward. And He is the one who is all knowledgeable and all knowing of all things. We may not understand that. The eternal nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has always existed and will always exist. Quite simply, our minds do not have the capacity, they don't have the ability to fathom, to comprehend, to even to dwell and to reflect on this reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As human beings, we are frail. Our bodies are frail, our hearts are frail, our minds are frail. And there is only so much that we can actually do. A flea is more capable than a human being in some aspects. A flea can leap 40 times its body length. A human being can barely manage twice its body length. Throughout Allah's creation of animals, birds and beasts, we will see that animals and even humble insects surpass us and supersede us in various aspects. In hearing, in sight, even in intelligence. You can search for it and watch the video clips of it. They did an experiment with numbers and monkeys. And the monkey's response to numbers flashing up on the screen. And they were amazed. They tested with a few different monkeys. Every single monkey proves to be faster than a human being in its recognition and its response to flashing numbers and its memory of those numbers. So even in intelligence, take any one of our senses, whether it's smell, whether it's sight, whether it's hearing, whether it's touch, whether it's memory, whether it's physical ability of the limbs, of the legs, of the hands, of the arms, of physical strength, or ultimately even of human intelligence, we will notice that individually, of course, Allah has honored us overall, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overall has made human beings the best and the greatest of His creation. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ Allah says, and indeed, we have honored the children of Adam. But we are still weak, we are still limited in our capabilities. If humble insects and humble animals and beasts can outdo us, surpass us, supersede us in simple tasks, how can we arrogate to ourselves the belief that these humble minds of ours that have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can actually comprehend the Creator Himself? We cannot. So for us, it's a question of belief. This is why Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi relates a hadith in which he says, Shaytan will come to one of you and constantly ask you, repeatedly ask you, that who has created this, who has created this? And when the answer is given, Allah, Shaytan will then finally pose a question, well then who created Allah? So what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself suggest as an answer? He said, then you say, I believe in Allah. and you say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. You seek protection from the accursed devil, and you affirm and ratify your faith in Allah. Because there will always come a limit when intelligence ceases and faith begins. Because our human minds are feeble, and we are unable to fathom or truly appreciate the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he says, لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارُ وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارُ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Sight cannot encompass him. And he encompasses all sights. And he is the subtle, the all-knowing.